New flag just dropped, European capital adds Ukrainian colors to pride. By Peter Catalan, June 2, 2022. The official organizers of a European capital city's pride parade have added the Ukrainian yellow and blue colors to their rainbow flag. Dublin LGBTQ+ Pride, one of the principal organizers of the annual gay pride parade in Ireland's capital city, has seemingly decided to add the colors of the Ukrainian flag to the ever-evolving rainbow flag. While Ireland as a nation is on paper neutral when it comes to military conflicts involving third-party nations, government bigwigs at both the local and national levels have been keen to be seen as taking a side when it comes to Russia's invasion of Ukraine, with Dublin authorities hanging Ukrainian flags off of countless lampposts in the capital. Such pro-Ukraine efforts seem to have now extended to gay rights campaigning, with the official website of Dublin LGBTQ+ Pride, an organization funded and sponsored by a combination of government organizations and private enterprises, using a version of the rainbow flag which includes the Ukrainian flag's colors as the banner image for this year's march and parade. Perhaps more interestingly, the new variation of the flag does not seem to be explained anywhere on the organizer's site, nor on the NGO's social media, though its existence appears to be in lockstep with the Irish government's attitude on Ukraine. The country as a whole has also been extremely militant in its open borders humanitarian response to the crisis, having taken in over 33,000 migrants claiming to be from the region while authorities promised that they would be willing to take in hundreds of thousands more. For Leo Varadkar and Michal Martin, this Ukrainian/Luktik flag is the new Ireland they wish to forge into existence and represent. Herman Kelly, who serves as president of the Eurosceptic Irish Freedom Party, told Breitbart Europe. "We've had 2 months of Ukrainians first and Paddy last. Official Ireland is currently destroying our tourism sector and filling sumptuous hotels with people claiming to be from Ukraine," he continued. "We cannot house or provide essential health services to Irish people, yet all cogs are greased into action to show that Ireland is the best boy in the EU subservience class." Dublin, meanwhile, has already seen the colors of the invaded nation's flag draped liberally, though the city, Dublin before the Ukrainian crisis, was already grappling with a variety of existential issues around housing and migration, with Irish elites more satisfied with placating foreign investors in the asylum industry rather than solving key issues around housing. Kieran Brennan, a journalist involved with local conservative student publication The Burkeen, told Breitbart Europe. "You see the blue and the yellow Ukrainian flag more than you see the Irish tricolour on Dublin streets, with the refugee surge vaporizing short-term rentals for the nation's young," the investigative journalist went on to claim. The Ukraine war has acted as the final nail in the coffin to Irish neutrality, with the potential 200,000 arrivals a kick in the teeth to those struggling to get in the housing market. Follow Peter Cattle on Twitter, at Peter_Cattle. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.